The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, on this episode is called A La Carte. A La Carte is like when you go into a restaurant and, you know, you want to get certain items that are not part of a meal or a combo or whatever. You know, you may want an extra pork chop or you want some sides. You know, the higher end restaurants that I've been in, some of the nicer steakhouses, you know, the steak itself will be $60 to $100. And then the side items will be, I don't know, $20-something a piece. You know, if you want a baked potato, that's $15-$20. You want macaroni and cheese or green beans, they're another $20 or something. It's just a la carte, you know, that's how it is. You know, same thing if you go to like a breakfast spot and, you know, you kind of build your breakfast, you build what you want. And so you're like, I want bacon and I want eggs. And, you know, and you said, no, and let me get some grits on the side, you know. You know, from the South, so we like grits, and or we like rice or whatever. You know, we like that kind of stuff. So that's the a la carte. But I was thinking about a la carte because I used to love going to Luby's, and I know they've been closing. And I used to love how you could just pick all your little items, your sides, and all sorts of little stuff. A good example of a cafeteria style thing, a la carte. Well, it can get expensive. The more things that you want to add onto the plate or the tray or, you know, more things that you want to eat, the more options that you have. And I feel that same way with relationships. I'm like, why the fuck is love so expensive? You know, it's not any all-inclusive packages anymore. I mean, and if it is, they're just hard to find. So, it was so funny. I was asked this question last week. Give me a list of things that you want in a relationship. So, you know, I'm going down my little list of shit that I must have in order to, in my mind, be happy in a relationship. And it's crazy when somebody asks you, you start thinking about how much of that shit you don't need or how shallow that might be. So then you don't say anything. So the list was actually short. It was like four things when I was trying to do 5 to 10 things. And you know, once I get, you know, I open up and let my shallowness come on through, then yeah, I can start filling that shit up and have 3 pages. But, you know, as you're trying to be sensible and logical about what's real, so then you say, okay, well, let me just say I want security, you know, safety and shit like that. And, you know, basically the list had maybe, like I said, 4 or 5 things, right? And the person that asked me, they said, no, that's doable. All of that's doable. But That shit is hard to get. I mean, yeah, it sounds doable. This all-inclusive package that I just created sounds great. You know, when I'm looking for a hotel to go stay in, you know, I'm looking to see if they charge for parking, if they got a pool. You know, you may want to make sure if they got Wi-Fi or if they have breakfast in the morning. All these things that you look at, and you're able to pick and choose, and you can create your package for your stay, right? It don't work that way in relationships. The more shit you want, the more expensive it is. That, duh, that's how life is, right? I don't know if you've ever seen the meme, and this meme been around for years, you know, on social media. It's a meme that says, okay, ladies, or it says, okay, fellas, you got $6, and here, build your motherfucker. Build your woman, build your man off of this $6. And then it'll say, great personality, $2. Great in bed, $3. tall and handsome, $1. Doesn't cheat, $3. So, you got $6 to build this motherfucker that you want. And you always run out of money. Or you sit there and you try to optimize your money and say, you know what, that's not important. I'll take that. I'll take that. And I'm going to leave that. And so you say, okay, I'm going to take the great personality, amazing sex. But he broke. You know, say shit. Or you take the great sex. He rich, but he cheats. Duh. I mean, this is how it works. So it's so funny how people say, no, you can find this all-inclusive. I would love to, but I'm just, the whole question is, why is love so fucking expensive? That, I mean, literally, like I said, think about your list of requirements. Like I said, mine, I started with security, safety type thing. I really like that type of thing in a man. I like a masculine man. And I like a man to match my money or have more. And the reason I say match my money or have more, because if I want to go eat at the restaurants that I can take myself to, I want him to be able to do that as well. If he can't take me to the same level of living that I'm already doing, then I'm not going to be able to fuck with him. I mean, I'm going to need you to be able to pay for me to go eat the same stuff that I'm able to feed my damn self. Or, you know, just kind of, it's kind of supporting with the value there, what you need. Anywho, I'm not going to just go and stay on that, but that is just one thing that's on there. Yep. But when you go through the list of all of the shit that's on there that you got must have, and then you got to understand, a la carte is not a buffet. The shit at the buffet is not seasoned. It's just there. It's just there. And somebody else done fucking touched it, breathed on it, all of that. A la carte, they go back there and they specially prepare the side thing for you. You know, I'm going to give you the best of, well, I pulled the big dick option. So, I'm going to get a nice big dick, right? As where you go to the buffet, you're going to get a bunch of average every fucking thing or mediocre at best. I mean, it's like Golden Corral or some shit. Or Furs. You know, Furs may have stepped it up a little bit. I don't know. But, you know, you pay this one price to get in, $9.99 for everything in there. And, you know, they pulled the shit out of a can. As where I expect at the a la carte that I want, they took and then they hand snapped them damn green beans. You know what I'm saying? You know, they hand, you know, this dude has a finance major, or he knows how to manage money. Because money's one of the things that's on my list. You know, he genuinely got a big dick and he knows how to use it. You know, that's a plus. You got a big dick and it don't get hard. That is, that should not be on the a la carte menu. if I say, you know, his looks is one of those things that I want to purchase on the a la carte list, and I'm really stern about it, then, you know, looks comes with good hygiene, great oral hygiene. You know, you're sitting up there looking in his mouth, and you can see everything he ate earlier or last week because he doesn't floss. And that plaque and that shit. And you're like, is that popcorn holding your fucking teeth together? You know, I'm totally disgusted by shit like that. And I've seen it. And I've seen people not even give a shit. Like, your mouth is horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Your breath stink. I cannot stand if your breath stink. Yes, that is why I asked you, do you want some gum? Yes, that is why I asked you, do you want some mint? And then I'm going to determine if the mint does anything. I don't know. Have you ever given a motherfucker a mint and it just made the motherfucker's breath smell worse? Like, you could smell the mint and the stink fighting and shit. And you're like, God damn, you have an infection in your mouth. You know, you just be wanting to tell me, you know, I think you may have gingivitis or something. And I'm not a dentist, but, you know, I will look into those things and be like, look, this is some shit you might need to work on because, you know, they sell some shit over the counter for stinky ass bread. I crack myself up because I'm going through the list. And so I have, like I said, I have the good girl, I'm being stern, I'm being honest list. And then I have that ratchet ass, this is all the shit I want list. And that list right there, that a la carte list right there, I should be ashamed, but I'm not. So I'm going to tell you about that list. I'm going to tell you about that extra long 25 ghetto ass list. I think Big Dick is high on that list. I can't remember. I know I wrote it down. I was trying to manifest it. A big old penis. It's on the list. Money is on the list. Let's see. Oh, and of course, whenever you make the list, motherfuckers are always going to ask you, do you match the shit that you asking? You goddamn right. Anyway, back to the list. Do you match the list? Are you attracting that? Are you able to be what you asking for? Don't worry about me. This is my goddamn list. So, back to my list. So, the other thing that's on my list is I'm kind of nasty, right? So, I'm kind of turned on by a man that can shoot. You know, I'm kind of turned on by a man that's extremely hydrated and he's able to do the shoots, like shoot the shit everywhere. I know that's just so fucking nasty. And if you got your kids listening to this, that's your damn fault. You should not have. I mean, they gave you plenty of disclaimers. But yeah, if that's your man, y'all can get nasty like that. At least you should. And you shouldn't have a problem with his stuff. But if he can shoot it. And I'm not talking about shooting this shit all of me. If we're in a hotel. Look, let me go say that. If we're in a hotel. And you can shoot it on the window of the curtain. I am highly impressed. That is intriguing. So, see, I told you, my dumb shit list gets real ignorant, and I love it. But anywho, that's on the list. And if you don't know how to do that and you want to inquire about it, I'll give you a little snippet, and then you just have to DM me from there on. But it's called the ropes. Anyway, that shit's kind of sexy. But other than that, just stay hydrated. I like an intelligent man. I used to really trip about education level, but then, I mean, you have to understand what school does. School teaches you how to learn. And it may, as you get broke down into a particular subject, then you learn that subject. So I can't really say education level is a big issue. I do think that schooling of learning how to learn and how to manipulate your thoughts and in your brain. So maybe if you have some college, I think then that's fair. I have a lot of college, but if you have some, then I'm okay with that. I'm not tripping. I really do like the fact that somebody tried to advance their learning. So that's on my list. So I used to have big hands on my list. I used to always look at a man's fingers and see if they were thick, because then I'd be like, oh, he probably got a thick dick. It wasn't until I met this guy with fairly small hands. I actually think his hands are smaller than mine. And I was like, ew, that's not going to work. But he was so freaking awesome, right? He was a really, really nice person. And I thought, he's got little small hands. Dainty, soft, he washes fingers, tight-ass hands. Okay. Anywho, that dude had the biggest penis I ever seen in my life. And he had the most gorgeous smile I ever seen in my life. Teeth was absolutely beautiful. And so, yeah, I stopped judging people by the size of their hands. They said, cut that off the damn list. What else is on that list? I don't care about a man's hairline. I don't care if he's bald or if he has hair. I just like him to be well-groomed and maintained. So, you know, those are some of the things I look at when I think about appearances and looks and things like that. I don't care so much about a man having a little bit of extra weight. Not a lot. I don't know what to do with the really, really big guys just yet. And I don't know that I want to know what to do with a really, really big guy. I have love for you. I have love for that awesome personality. I think a big, big guy could grow on me. But, yeah, that's not my first go-to. And I don't like really, really skinny-ass dudes. And they're not my go-to either. And I'm really going to be pissed if he's a really, really skinny guy and he has a small penis. That's just not going to work. But again, we're still talking about a la carte. And I didn't went all crazy on my damn list. But I'm just being honest. That list is really just kind of let you know just how expensive love is. To try to find everything on your list that you want and get it. You have to go into a different pool to say, okay, I want to do a la carte. You can't do a la carte at McDonald's because you're just ordering fries and a drink. You know, that's not a la carte. But when you start doing real a la carte type shit in the relationship, then you have to label out the qualities and you have to be honest about what you need, what you don't need, what is going to satisfy you in your growth. And so for me, my serious list that I was talking about, that's over there, that other list, like I said, it's only got four or five things. And yet, I find them hard to find. And that's what I was getting at. So, yeah, love is expensive. And that's what Tanisha said.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio app or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.